Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just 1%. We know you're going to call 411 Pain after the accident, but here's why. Less than 1% of all Florida attorneys are in the 411 Pain Attorney Network. Is your attorney part of the 1%? If not, why not?
What? Let me put it to you this way.
So here's the 411. Attorneys don't choose to be in the 411 Pain Network. We choose them. We're not saying the 1% of attorneys in our network are any better than any other attorney. We're saying that after years of experience, these are the attorneys that we chose. Make sure you're calling a 411 Pain attorney by calling 1-800-411-PAIN. You'll be put in touch with an experienced, qualified, and aggressive attorney.
Let's do it right now.
Call 1-800-411-PAIN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Car accident. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service, non-employee spokesperson.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Start with durable 27-gallon storage totes for just $8.97. They're made of heavy-duty resin to hold up to 400 pounds. At that price, you should get a few extra just to hold the money you'll save. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 13th, U.S. only.
Quick trips to Walgreens are always a win because Walgreens has a surprising amount of stuff. Why don't we start with the letter B? Butter, baking soda, baking powder, bakeware, basically all things baking, bleach, beverages, blocks of cheese, bars of soap, bars of granola, bars of... Okay, you get the idea. Oh, and Brian, the best cashier ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Trinet or Dentine gum is 3 for $2.79 each, and 6-pack Hershey's chocolate bars are 2 for $8 or $4.99 each.
7 feet barren, strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene. Of the gallant South, them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck. For the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the leaves to
drop. Here is a strange and bitter cry.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Self-respect is a method of mass destruction. Dr. Francis Cresswell saying good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy, and thank you for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show. Each and every Sunday night from 11 to 1, we talk about everything you're not supposed to. Money, sex, politics, religion, race. And we invite you to join the conversation. Like my brother Anthony Williams shouts out, holding me down. Listen, I am 5 months behind in returning mail. But please, charge it to the game and not my heart. I got you. And thank you for holding me down. Soon come, my friends. My jewels tonight are from Dr. Francis Cresswell-thing, the psychiatrist, scholar, and author of the ISIS Papers, who died of complications of a stroke earlier this year. Her essay, The Cress Theory of Color Confrontation, which she published while an assistant professor of pediatrics at Howard School of Medicine. Her theory points to the numerical inadequacies and color inferiority of white people. She says that it may have defensively developed an uncontrollable sense of hostility and aggression towards people of color, which has led to confrontations between the races throughout history, repressing their own feelings of inadequacy. Whites, quote, set out about evolving a social, political, and economic structure to give blacks and other non-whites the appearance of being inferior. If you've never read it, and if you've never read the ISIS Papers, I do offer that you check it out. Everything is available online now. And this week, ESPN writer Roxanne Jones wrote, "We cannot pretend to be shocked by this week's shootings if we have been paying attention to what is happening in America." She says, "We are at a crossroads. Blacks and whites mistrust one another, and the consequences are often deadly." So what do you think? 888-550-9105. We're talking about it tonight. This is, I believe, what Roxanne Jones says, we are definitely at a crossroads. And while part of me is afraid and cautious and skeptical, another part of me is excited and ready to get to work. Because this is, you know, it's hard right now, but this is like the Ritz-Carlton or the St. Regis of moments that we've been through in our history as people of color. Brown, tan, yellow. So people have suffered greater fates than we are right now. However, if we want those coming behind us not to deal with what we're dealing with right now, I should have played Vanessa Williams. We got work to do. I named the show tonight Plantation Lullabies because it made me think while I was listening to Diamond so calmly watch her fiance die and conscious of her child in the back seat. What did they tell their children And how, what did they tell each other to get through life on the plantation? That does not describe my hair wrap tonight. Don't try it. Don't come for me. Facebook Live. Thanks for the shout out. So far, shout out to everybody. Good evening. Let's do like a quick roll call. Hey, Cedric Hollywood. Trini is there, and Nakia, Ruben Robb, Jackie, Andre Joyce. Oh, where is that brother, Fred Chris? Shawnee, Bonita Porter, Shannon, Naturalisa, Weh. Do I say your name right? Adrian Freeman, thank you for the One United Bank fix. James Jackson, thank you for the love. Catherine Anderson, Ronald Dean Paramore, Bonita. Bonita Applebaum, you know you got to put us on. Jacqueline Spann and Nakia, my neighbor. You're still my neighbor. Anthony Henderson, hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to you all, and thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. We are on my page, on the Jill Tracy page tonight, so join us on Facebook Live. We've got a great panel tonight, and we're getting to it. But I'm starting off the show with a guest, former guest of the show, and certainly coming back, and one of the first places that the revolution will begin. Please welcome and say hello to Miss Terry Williams, president of One United Bank. Hello, Miss Terry. How are you?
Well, hi, Miss Jill. I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you. Thank you. You're reminding me of that the revolution will not be televised.
Thank you very much. Okay. The revolution will be live. But, you know, I recently, maybe 2 months ago, I interviewed Representative John Lewis, and one of the many things that stuck out to me that I asked him, you know, what was it, what happened when you all knew that it was, you know, time to make a stand? What was it? Mm-hmm. And he said, we were just tired and we couldn't live like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And we knew it was time for change. He was like, there weren't, you know, we were just ordinary people who just wanted more. Mm-hmm. We wanted better for ourselves and for our children. And I can't help but feel that right now. I feel that energy all over the country. And, you know, it one of the first things that I think sort of a collective energy, you know, on social media that has happened is that people are saying the first thing, like, what do we do? Tonight's show is titled Now What? And one of the first things that people have suggested is that go find a black bank and open up a savings account. Just put $100 in a savings account in a black bank. That's the one thing you can do right now. So that's why I wanted to start with you tonight.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, the reason that people are saying that and why that's so important, and I share these statistics with people, and they're very easy to understand, so it's not like you need like a statistics course. But if you look at black dollars and you look at how black dollars circulate in our community,
mm-hmm.
they circulate and they're gone in 6 hours. Whereas if you look at, for instance, Asian dollars,
mm-hmm.
how long they circulate in the Asian community.
What is it, 28 days?
They circulate 28 days.
Yeah.
28 days. Jewish dollars, 19 days.
Yeah.
So, and what's happening during that time is that as the money is circulating, wealth is being built.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 6 hours of wealth. Like, out of our spending, only 2% of it, out of our $1.2 trillion in spending, only 2% of it is actually spent in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is that we need to circulate our dollars, whether it's putting it into a black bank, whether it's buying from black businesses, whether it's even listening to radio stations with black folks, so that advertising dollars can be spent to support us.
Right.
It's like all of those things. And I think we just have to, as a community, we have to be more conscious of how we're spending our dollars.
You know, it's interesting. Really, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say it's interesting that you say that, because when I was at the Black Film Festival, I was sitting next to a sister from TV One, and I was telling her that, hey, I haven't seen much on TV One because I got rid of my cable. She was like, please don't do that, because that's the only way that our station survived. They get like 12 cents per subscriber. Mm-hmm. And as we stop subscribing, you know, it's, we are the only ones that are going to subscribe to TV One and BET and to keep them alive. And she said, and I never thought about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that there's sort of multiple ways of looking at this. And sometimes you can get the exact same product or service or better by whether it's banking with a Black bank or buying from a Black business. We assume that we actually have to, you know, sort of pay a price. But like in the case of One United, our rates are higher than Bank of America. Our fees are lower than Bank of America. So you actually can do better banking with a Black bank than you can a majority bank. In some cases, it actually may cost us a little bit more. But that's not the point. The point is not to necessarily sort of negotiate everything to the last dime, but to understand that when you buy from a Black business, you are actually circulating dollars. And what I mean by that is dollars are going into a Black person's hand, a Black business's hand, who are more likely to hire Black people.
Right.
Black businesses are more likely to hire Black people.
Right.
So that means that more Black people are being hired, employed, and being paid. And then their families are being supported, and then their families go out and get jobs. I mean, so it's like that's what happens in a community. If we don't do that, Black businesses starve. And, you know, you can think of all the Black businesses that have folded or, you know, are struggling
right.
because we don't support our own. Black businesses can't hire Black people because we don't have the business. And then Black families don't have, you know, aren't employed.
Right.
So it's like that. It's like, you know, in some places, it's like the chicken or the egg. Which one comes first? It's like, do you spend your money on Black businesses so that they can provide better services, or do you wait for them to provide better services?
So you can spend your money. Right.
Right. And the reality is that we walk into white businesses all the time and don't say, okay, you got to earn my dollars.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But, you know, that's the thing that we have to get over as a community. And what I'd also say, I want to give, you know, a shout out to our youth, because, you know, you get a little older and you start accepting that things are the way they are.
Right.
Young people come around and they're like, no, this is unacceptable.
Right.
Like the criminal justice system as it exists today is unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Yes.
Like you guys just shooting us and killing us is just unacceptable.
Yeah.
And, you know, they make it clear that Black Lives Matter. They
mm-hmm.
make it clear. And I, you know, I a lot of times I say to, you know, those of us that have a little age on us, is that we need to learn from our youth. You know, there's a lot we can teach them. And, yes, you know, they need to, you know, learn from us. But we need to learn from them too.
Indeed. Well, I think that this is a litmus test. You know, Black people, that one of the first, you know, edicts, certainly from Hot Talk and from those, you know, those who have gone viral with it, and those of you who got the text, that's all I'm going to say. If you got the text.
You got the text.
Right. If you got the text, you know what I'm talking about. So number one is that create that $100 savings account at One United Bank. That is our Black bank in South Florida. And, you know, let's make some traction. So, Terry, thank you so much for calling me. I know you're in California with family, but let's check in next week and see how we did.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you, Jill.
Thanks, Terry.
I'll check in. Thank
All
you.
Right. Have a great one. Yes, indeed. So that is where, Ingrid B. says, Terry Williams' story is incredible. It really is. So you might want to Google her. And the story of the bank, it is right in where People's Bank used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Same spot. So $100 in a savings account, like literally everybody in the even if it's not $100, whatever you can do,
whatever you can do, start a savings account at One United Bank. That's the first step of what we can do. And tonight we'll be asking you the question, what I think black people should do is, and you can give us a call and be a part of that conversation, 888-550-9105. My first guest tonight, incumbent Senator, District 39, Dwight Bullard. His committee assignments include Transportation, Vice Chair of Agriculture, Appropriations Subcommittee on Education. I didn't even know that about agriculture. Yeah. What does that entail, my friend?
Well, being on the Ag Committee, what we don't know is that Miami-Dade is the second largest ag-producing county in the state of Florida. And we're the second largest tropical fruit-producing region in the country. We got a lot of things going on in Miami-Dade County a lot of folks don't know about.
They don't see it, and that's why he's here. Thank you very much. Consultants from Norwood Consulting, originally from Newark, New Jersey, has dedicated himself to community service and has made youth development and issues of foster care his mission. In 2003, he established the Norwood Consulting Group to further his goals of community building. Mr. Chris Norwood is in the house. How are you, sir?
Absolutely. I'm here, Jill. How you doing today?
I am blessed and highly favored. Living my life like it's golden. Thank you very much. I'm doing the thing. Jason Pizzo, Democratic candidate for State Senate District 38. Proud father, husband, public servant prior to launching his campaign. Jason was assistant state attorney with the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office. Exploitation of the elderly, animal cruelty, and violent crimes was his beat, as it were. Jason currently practices law at the Miami Law Office of Stearns, Weaver, and Miller. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you for having me.
How are you, sir? We got that lone mic over there. Anybody wants to take that mic, be sure to take it. So, welcome. Thank you for joining us on Hot Talk tonight. And you know what? This brother right here, by way of Newark. Are you from Newark originally?
Me?
Yeah, Steve Gallen.
Oh, no. I'm from the heart of Liberty City, born and raised in Miami.
Oh, no.
Born and raised.
Oh, my goodness. And is that my alma mater you have on?
Yeah, I'm repping Florida Memorial
University. Educators Rising.
I love Educators Rising.
Dr. Artis, I'm going to need one. That's my alma mater.
Yes.
Shouts out. So, Steve Gallen, thank you so much for coming to Hot Talk tonight.
Honored and humbled to be here.
We've been trying to get you here for a minute. So, I will let you do the intro. You are running for office.
Yes. I'm a candidate for a school board for District 1. I'm bringing 26 years of educational experience, a native of Miami, Liberty City, graduate of Miami Northwestern Senior High School, and I started my career as a classroom teacher after graduating from FAMU, not Florida Memorial, but FAMU.
Okay.
I am repping FAMU tonight.
Became
an assistant principal, an elementary school principal back in my old neighborhood at Holmes Elementary. Spent 7 years at Northwestern as a principal, district administrator, and became a permanent superintendent of schools in New Jersey.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. You are such a vital part of the conversation as well because, in the immortal words of Whitney Houston, I believe our children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Right into this break, we'll be back on the other side. Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
All the facts aren't known, but from the evidence that's been presented, the video that was taken, nobody should be shot and killed in Minnesota for a traffic taillight being out of function. Nobody should be shot and killed while their seat is still in their car without a very, very different kind of response. I'm heartbroken for Minnesota because, I've heard in the last few hours from very distinguished African-American men and women who have recounted to me how they've been pulled over, singled out, and treated very differently because of their race from how white Minnesotans expect to be covered. Would this have happened if those passengers, the driver, the passenger were white? I don't think it would have. So I'm forced to confront, and I think all of us in Minnesota are forced to confront, this kind of racism exists, and that it's incumbent upon all of us to vow that we're going to do whatever we can to see that it doesn't happen. It doesn't continue to happen.
Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Hot 105. Today's R&B and Old School presents the 2016 Overtown Music and Arts Festival on Saturday, July 23rd, in the heart of historic Overtown, in the Business District on Northwest 3rd Avenue, between 8th and 11th Street. Free admission for everyone, with live performances by Eric Benet, Kelly Price, Estelle, John B., Carl Thomas, and more. And more. With arts, crafts, food vendors, and special gospel explosion, and an interactive youth zone for the kids. It's free admission for the entire family. But keep it locked on 105.1. To win your special VIP wristband. The Overtown Music and Arts Festival. Brought to you by Hot 105 Cares, Headliner Market Group, Southeast Overtown Park West CRA, and the City of Miami Commissioner Keon Hardiman. For more, Hot105FM.com. Or download our free Hot 105 app now by texting the keyword Hot105App to 28367. Hot 105 loves Overtown.
Hey, what's going on, South Florida? I'm here with my man,
Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123.
Now, Big Al, we all know that you always take our listeners' call, but why should they call you?
Because not only do I take their call, but I'm in constant communication with my clients. Too often, lawyers rely on paralegals to speak with their clients. Not me. I personally speak to my clients regularly and often. They know exactly who's working on their case.
That's right. You just heard it. Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
Your weekly interior design tip brought to you by Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Are you tired of beige but scared to embrace color? Try selecting timeless pieces with neutral upholstery and complementing them with colorful accessories throughout the room to get just the right look you're searching for. Get tips like this and so much more from the expert designers at Lazy Boy for free. And right now you can get up to 50% off during the factory authorized clearance sale. So stop in and save today at the Pembroke Pines, Sunrise, and Miami Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries locations.
Miami, Saturday, July 23rd, we present the third annual Overtown Music and Arts Festival with a live performance by Eric Benet. Kelly Price.
Tell me why.
Jeremiah. John B. Estelle. Carl Thomas.
Hey, Marie.
And more. In the heart of the historical Overtown Business District, Northwest 3rd Avenue between the blocks of 8th and 11th Street. Free admission for everyone. The Overtown Music and Arts Festival, Saturday, July 23rd. With live music, arts, craft, food, and entertainment. Featuring a special gospel explosion and an interactive youth zone for the kids. The Overtown Music and Arts Festival, Saturday, July 23rd. With Eric Benet, Jeremiah, Kelly Price, Hey, Marie. And more. Free admission for everyone. 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information regarding vendors and art exhibits, call 786-529-4586. Log on to OvertownMusicArtsFestival.com. Presented by Headliner Market Group, Southeast Overtown Park, West CRA, Commissioner Keon Hardiman, The Knight Foundation, CMCVB.
Looking for your dream car? You're not far. Log on to OffLeaseOnly.com. The nation's used car destination. OffLeaseOnly.com. The nation's used car destination. We got thousands of pre-owned vehicles priced thousands below any other dealer. From Mercedes-Benz, Audis, Toyotas and Ford, Porsches, Chevys, Bentleys, Nissans and more. BMWs, Infinities, Jaguars, Honda Accords. Go ahead and log on to see what you can afford. No dealer fees, no haggling, no BS. Buy it, sell it, trade it. We're simply the best. Online financing available at OffLeaseOnly.com. Stop by and see why there's over 100,000 satisfied customers at OffLeaseOnly.com. Call us for the location nearest you, 954-222-CARS.
You know what's cool about music? One song can mean something totally different for everyone. And nothing brings people together more than great music and, of course, refreshing Coca-Cola. This summer, Coke is putting over 70 song lyrics on their bottles so you can share a Coke in a song that means something special to you and your friends. Just pick up a bottle of Coke, check out the lyrics, and let the music take over. Sing, dance, smile, or just sit back and enjoy the memories. Think back to the days you spent with your friends, the crazy road trips, the parties, and all those late nights you stayed up singing and dancing to your favorite tunes. Now pick up an ice-cold bottle of Coke and share a Coke in a song and create new moments you'll be talking about for years to come. The power of a single song is amazing, and Coke is giving you the chance to enjoy it all this summer. With over 70 lyrics printed on the bottles, it's going to be easy to find the perfect song. So grab your family and great friends and share a Coke in a song. It'll be a summer you'll never forget.
cool and laugh your ass off. G5 Miami presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy Live, featuring comedian Richie Reddington.
Every time I ride with my brother-in-law, I'm nervous as hell, because he thinks it's a good idea to put the car seat back as far as physically possible.
The crazy, crazy Richie Reddington.
Look at this. You can't even reach the pedals. You're looking out of the sunroof.
Richie Reddington. Monday night, July 11th. In the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Lounge at G5 Miami.
At 337 Northwest 170th Street in North Miami Beach.
Along with Ridiculous Comedy
and Hennessy Williams.
With host.
What's my name, Lil?
Show starts at 8 p.m. with a free buffet till 9 p.m. The Laugh Out Loud Comedy Live this Monday night at G5 Miami. Be there.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows it's on 105.1.
D-Ray, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I got cut out of the next cut, though. I wasn't in that one.
What?
Nah, I wasn't in the last barbershop, man. I was never in it, so I figured I wasn't cut exactly, I guess. And Ice Cube should have put me in it, man. That's light on light crime right there. Yeah, that's man. Another thing we're going through right
now. And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. You can certainly give us a call. Coming up, Hot Talk After Midnight. Why so much hate now? Dallas Police Chief today said, basically, we all need to put some respect on the cops. The police, the people, he said, most in need of protection, say that the police look like terrorists to them. Can we all just get along? I actually heard somebody on CNN say that today. Can we all just get along? We could if, you know, we could get stopped for a backlight and not die. We could very well get along. 888-550-9105. Give us a call. I'm going to take these two calls before I introduce my last guest on the panel for this hour. Phyllis in Hollywood. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Good evening, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to say, you're asking what can we do to get
right
along.
Now. Our question really tonight is what do we need to do right now?
Well, I think if the police, not every police is bad, but I think if someone makes these officers accountable for their actions, it'll ease the tension, but nobody's making these cops accountable because it's clearly assassination and everybody knows it. So it probably would get better if they can be accountable and go to jail for their actions.
All right.
And maybe they'll start there. But, you know, if our black men comply, they still get killed. If they don't comply, they still get killed. So what can we do?
Well,
they comply and they don't comply. They still get killed. So what else can we do?
Well, I think you made a very good point to begin with. Thank you very much. Phyllis, is that, you know, police need to be, we need to look at and possibly redress that police bill of rights. Who was it? Omar Harris brought it up on a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, that is one of the reasons that's a level of protection that police have, that knowing that they will not be prosecuted for, you know, killing black people. And, you know, if you look on, I think it's on my Instagram, it's on several people's Instagram, all the number of cases where there's been no conviction. The latest, of course, was Freddie Gray. And to this day, there were six or seven, and nobody has been indicted yet on that. The driver, they said that
They found a forensic person who said that he caused the injuries, the three cracks in his spine himself, for thrashing himself around the back of the truck. That's how he self-inflicted injuries. Self-inflicted, yeah, three fractures in the spine. Okay, so Stacy and Tamarack on line two. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Stacy?
Hello.
Hey, Stacy. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, thank you. Good evening. I just signed in, and I was hearing the information about the black banks, and I just have a few questions about
them. Yes,
ma'am. I'm not sure if you went over these questions already, but I'd like to know what the difference is with the black banks versus the other banks, the regular banks that we're used to, other than them being black.
Well, because Terry Williams just, thank you for the question. Terry Williams, who's the president of One United Bank here in South Florida, just illustrated that the way that communities build wealth is that money that comes into the community stays in the community and is able to, you know, to help people, employ people, to save money, to buy homes, to have good credit and all those kind of things, right? And that can only happen when money stays within the community. Presently, money on average stays in the black community 6 hours. Yeah. In juxtaposition to that, in the Asian community, money can transfer and stay in the community 28 days. In the Jewish communities, money will stay in an average of 18 days. So when you look at those other communities, Hispanic communities, I think it's somewhere around 10 to 12. So when you look at those communities and they're thriving, that is why, because they are doing business within their communities. And when you look in the black community and you see blight, that's because our money is only staying for 6 hours. Dr. Patrick Williams was on last year. And he asked me, he was like, you know, what I want you to do, I don't want you to do anything drastic, but I want you to, the next time you get paid, pay all your bills, and then tell me how much of your money went to someone else, black, of African-American descent. And I had to make a point to go to Crabman 305, so I would spend some money with a black person. So that is why black banks are important. And I hope I answered your question. Carlos on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, Jill.
Hey.
This is Carlos.
How are you?
I want to make my opinion on blacks.
Yes.
Okay, we as black people, we first have to love ourselves before we love anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What we should do now, is that what you're saying?
Yes, we have to love ourselves because, you know, we as black people, we feel like we are different. Yes, we feel like we are different from one another.
We feel like we're different from one another.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll take it.
No matter where we come from, yes, because no matter where we come from, we are black. Our roots is from Africa.
Yes. Okay. I feel you. Thank you, Carlos.
Yes.
You couldn't hear. Oh, okay. I wanted Denzel Burnside, our fifth guest, who I haven't introduced you to you yet. Denzel, this is a new one for me. Denzel is a polymath, which means he's a consultant.
Social architect.
I like polymath.
Okay, say polymath.
Oh, no, bring him in. Oh, you got a chair. Consultant, activist, teacher, creator, writer, spiritual pioneer. Born and raised in Miami, Dade County. Where he graduated from Coral Reef in the house.
Shut up.
He also went to FAMU and returned here to FIU. He's currently rebuilding his multimedia and consulting business, DB3. He's working on launching his ministry entitled Elle's House.
Ellie's House Ministries. And CDC.
Beautiful. And will attempt to minister and teach to the Christ-centered and spiritual needs of the millennial generation with a down-home Southern gospel feel to it. Welcome to Hot Talk, Denzel. So Carlos was saying, you know, what we need to do now is love each other. It sounds good, but is that, and I'm going to address that to everybody else on the panel as well, because it sounds great, but is that something that we can do overnight?
Can I say that?
Cause yes,
actually,
sir. I mean, that's why.
Because as the minister in the room, and that was actually, shout out to Pastor Turner, because he spoke on that today, Black Pastor Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist, to the faith leaders who are trying to tell the black people who have, for the last uncontested years, have been loving and been forgiving and been considerate of everyone else's pain. I think it's a little bit inconsiderate for you to be able to tell us that statement over again without taking that message of love to the individuals who can sit there with prejudices of saying, I love you enough to help you, but not enough to step inside your pain and agony.
Amen.
You won't love without accountability. And I'm sorry, I don't preach that type of gospel, nor does any man that I know that is a righteous man of Christ does either. So when you say love, what is your love? Because we don't love each other the same way.
Right.
Because the love that I'm speaking of is, I love you, Jason, enough to stop you from doing harm to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I love you enough to be able to step into your agony and say, brother, I'm with you. I'm not going to let you fall. But the issue is, when it comes down to black faces, you can love me enough to let me get shot down at 12 people inside of a church. But then when it go and happen in your community, you want me to scream and holler for it, but you won't come and scream and holler in mine.
For me.
So I'm sorry. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm all for it. I'm always going to preach the word of God. And I think every man and woman is going to do that. But the reality of it is, you just can't negate and say love is the answer. No, love with accountability.
Okay. Love with accountability. Dwight, I mean, around the room.
Oh, just go ahead. Pitch it around the room. I mean, the reality is this. Denzel's kind of said everything that's been on my mind. I look at the contrast between the Orlando shooting and this being the 560th police shooting this year, right? So here it is, 49 people get gunned down in the club. We see international sympathy. It was a tragic event, yes, but when 560 accumulated people have been shot by police in 2016, and we're not calling it an epidemic or trying to find a resolution to the problem or trying to figure out why that is the case, we have a problem, especially when those are black and brown faces. And so it's very, very important for us to talk about love within context. You know, if we're going to love everybody, if we're going to extend an arm of remorse and sympathy towards folks, then we have to look at the problems plaguing this country beyond just what they like to call terrorism or shooters. Mm.
Mr. Chris Norwood?
Joe, you know, this past week we've seen lawlessness from the law.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I like that. So, you know, I think that any community would love to have people pay attention and follow the law. You know, the reckless killing of lawful citizens who have a right to drive their community's roads and highways. These people are following the law, and law enforcement officers, few out of many thousands that are always doing the right thing, are policing communities in which they are scared.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then therefore they are not following the correct police procedures and are being extra.
Extra,
which is resulting in the loss of life.
Right.
And so what we need to do now is prosecute those who are breaking the law. And if that so happens to be law enforcement officers, it should be quick, it should be fast, and it should be swift. And that's why it's very important that, you know, people speak out. I think that's what we need to do now.
Right.
People who don't always speak out, and I'm very happy, and I don't care what nobody says, when people like Newt Gingrich comes out and says what he said about not understanding and people not understanding the plight of black folk. That, regardless of his politics over the years,
it was huge.
For him to say something like that and to speak to the people who follow him, who we all in this room may disagree with on multiple levels, when someone like that expresses empathy, we should applaud that.
Yeah.
That's progress in my mind.
Yeah.
When people like Marco Rubio come out and say things like he said, regardless of the politics, those are things that we need to do, you know, now to appreciate that. I think the question of us loving each other, that's another topic. This topic is about black people being shot and killed for doing nothing. It ain't got nothing to do with us. That has to do with law enforcement. Someone with ignorance, a gun, and a badge.
And
that's
fear.
What it is.
And fear. I mean, I think one of the things, the thing that was, there's so many things about Diamond's video. But one of the greatest things was just the sheer fear in the officer's voice.
But she put a new, you know, emphasis on ride or die chick.
Yeah, yes.
By the
way. Well, we talked about, Dwight said,
literally.
Is Diamond the new Coretta?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, I'm, you know, there's truth, speak truth to it. Dr. Steve Gallen?
Yeah, I have a nuanced perspective on this. And when I went into education 26 years ago, I came in on the heels of the great Dr. Jawanza Kunjufu. And he laid out a series of edicts that were published, and they were titled in series, Countering the Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys. I think this is the conspiracy on steroids. That conspiracy he laid out was to malign our young boys in school by third grade to perpetuate the prison, the school to prison pipeline. It was to perpetuate a sense of self-hate that we see manifest in our own community. And just 20 years later, with the Million Man March, the purpose of that was to paint a different picture of the black male. So I agree with you. There is a strong degree of fear that has been perpetuated amongst black males. That's the common theme. When you look at the ones that are getting killed by law enforcement officers, Chris is right. There's a spirit of fear in terms of engaging black males. But I do believe historically this is part of a broader conspiracy. And I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but the fact of the matter is the data don't lie. When you look at the young black males in prison, when you look at the young black men that are killing each other on the street, now we have another iteration of that, that is not us killing us, is them killing us. So this is really perpetuating that whole notion of destroying black males. And if you destroy black men, you destroy black families.
Well, you know, I think that I always pronounce his name on Ta-Nehisi Coates. I'm sorry, I like to call him. You know, the black family in the age of mass incarceration. I think, you know, if you haven't read it, I know it's long. It's real long. It was in the Atlantic. He writes for the Atlantic. And it came out maybe in like April or May of 2015. You can Google it, find it, read it. Read it. Because it explains, are we there? Okay. It explains a lot of what Dr. Gallen is expressing right now, and will help you like really like get to that same space where he is right now. Line four. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? I'm sorry. Okay. Joe in Orlando?
Joey. Well, yeah, I'm from Orlando, but I'm actually working in Miami.
Hi, Joey. Welcome to Hot Talk.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. A couple of things. One about the money revolving around in the black community. The church is one of the biggest, I guess, proponents. If all of these black churches were dealing with black banks, then that would help to keep the money in the neighborhood longer.
Well, that's true. There is actually one group, the collective empowerment group of banks, between 17 and 20 banks, where they are now hopefully they've gotten together to give and to build as a group when they go to banks. But what is a good question is to see whether or not they are working with First United and with Citizens Trust in those endeavors. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Secondly, as far as dealing with the police, a couple of things about that. The police need to do a frequent psychological profile on every officer.
Yeah.
So that they can basically weed out the bad ones or the ones that may have issues. You know, that should be something that's mandatory to do maybe every 6 months.
Right. Well, you know, that's a good segue to Jason Pizzo, because, you know, there, I had a caller a couple of weeks ago that talked about the, that one of the reasons why cops are not prosecuted is the police officer's Bill of Rights. And just as the caller just mentioned, you know, there is, the police are just not held to the same standard when it comes to violence in our community. Okay, Terrence. That's okay. We're going to get more mics. Don't worry. So that's a good place for Jason to pick up. You know, when it comes to that, I mean, the biggest problem that we seem to have is that it appears as though, you know, black lives do not matter because officers are not convicted when they kill black people. Particularly heinous, these two murders. A, in the way that they were caught on video. My tweet with Philidor Castile's murder was, he still had his seatbelt on. So the idea that he did something egregious to scare the police officer and he was still in his seatbelt is... And it seems like that it's a given that he should have been handcuffed and taken away. But what are we missing? What is the law that we are missing that doesn't happen?
So I have to, by way of disclaimer,
mm-hmm.
My entire experience with law enforcement and with this community is in this community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little biased because of a great number of men and women who risked their life to keep me safe when I was
Amen.
Out the street in the middle of the night for many a night. And here we do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And the suggestion of frequent or routine psychiatric checks and assessments and the group leaders, the sergeants, you know, kind of assessing the guys, and they know when they have hypertension or when they're tense or when things are getting a little rough, to tell them to take a day off. And right when I was coming into the studio is about the time that the Miami-Dade Police Department begins their nighttime shift.
Right.
And it's 11 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everyone always to do a ride-along, which is you sit in the passenger seat with the patrol officer. And the first time I did mine was in the north side of Miami-Dade County.
Mm-hmm.
The north side station of Miami-Dade, where you'll have 150, 160 shootings a year,
mm-hmm.
all within about 25 square blocks. And what you see at nighttime is you see drivers and kids that are just as scared as off from the cops.
Right.
And that's what's not spoken about, is that the cops don't just try to make an excuse, or don't just try to say, this is what I saw, or this is, I thought my life was in danger. It's just human and real to say, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull a car over at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you think there's four people in there, and the windows are tinted, and the windows are up. And you have an officer who's 25 years old, and they want to go home with their family. They get tense.
Right.
And that's honest. You know, it's...
Yeah.
But I'll tell you candidly, I don't understand.
Yeah.
What you see on the videos in other states and other places, I don't understand why... Those people were shot. I've seen people here, officers here,
right,
take armed kids' guns out of their hands without pulling their own weapons.
They're able to. Well, that's what the training is about, is being able to de-escalate. But hold that thought. We will be back on the other side. This is Hot Talk IAM. Jill Tracy on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Let's get one thing straight. If you're looking for one more reason to join Planet Fitness, here it is, our $1 sale. Join Planet Fitness for just $1, then pay just $10 a month. Don't let other gyms pull a fast one on you. Planet Fitness is home of the one and only judgment-free zone and offers tons of equipment and a clean, friendly atmosphere all rolled up in one. We are one in a million.
Between now and July 14th, join any of our 20 area locations for just $1. That's right, $1. Hurry, offer ends Thursday, July 14th, only at Planet Fitness, home of the $10 a month membership.
I can't control every unforeseen expense that comes my way, but I can control how I deal with it.
And Scott Cash Advance. You could get up to $500 cash fast with no credit checks. Restrictions apply.
Do you know what lost wage benefits are? If you don't make a claim within 14 days, it just doesn't matter. Do you know what PIP benefits are? If you don't make a claim within 14 days, it just doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
Here's the 411. Injured in a car accident? You'll only have 14 days to file a PIP claim for injury and lost wage benefits. After 14 days, it just doesn't matter. 411 Pain wants you to know that the laws will be changing. If you don't seek medical attention,
detention within 14 days, you will have lost, forfeited, given up any opportunity to claim up to $10,000 in medical and or lost wage benefits. After 14 days, it just doesn't matter. That's why 411 Pain uses the phrase, call from home, hospital, or accident scene, with the emphasis on accident scene. Car accident, remember. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 411 Pain is a lawyer referral service, non-attorney spokespersons.
As a Miami-Dade Water and Sewer customer, you pay less for water. At less than $2.60 for 1,000 gallons of water, our water rates are still among the lowest in Florida. Great water, great value. Learn more at miamidade.gov/water.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The company store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Joe, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables. Miami's Hot 105. Keep it locked right here, y'all.
A Cox Media Group station.
Cox Media Group is hiring. What does that mean to you? Nothing if you're happy with your current job. But if you'd rather work for a purpose-driven company that promotes a work-life balance in a flexible, collaborative atmosphere, it could mean a lot. And if you enjoy social media, have creative ideas, and love to solve problems, it could mean even more. A lot more. Apply today at work@cmg.com. That's work@cmg.com. We mean it.
South Florida, I'm hanging out with my man,
Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123.
A lot of things going on this summer. Do you skip town like all the other attorneys do?
Not a chance. In fact, I'm putting even more hours picking up other attorneys' slack. As always, I'm here 24-7. When anyone calls 1-800-HURT-123, I answer every time, no exceptions.
You hear that? No vacation for Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. He works hard just for you. That's Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123. One, two, three.
You know what's cool about music? One song can mean something totally different for everyone. And nothing brings people together more than great music and, of course, refreshing Coca-Cola. This summer, Coke is putting over 70 song lyrics on their bottles so you can share a Coke in a song that means something special to you and your friends. Just pick up a bottle of Coke, check out the lyrics, and let the music take over. Sing, dance, smile, or just sit back and enjoy the memories. Think back to the days you spent with your friends, the crazy road trips, the parties, and all those late nights you stayed up singing and dancing to your favorite tunes. Now pick up an ice-cold bottle of Coke and share a Coke in a song and create new moments you'll be talking about for years to come. The power of a single song is amazing, and Coke is giving you the chance to enjoy it all this summer. With over 70 lyrics printed on the bottles, it's going to be easy to find the perfect song. So grab your family and great friends and share a Coke in a song. It'll be a summer you'll never forget.
At 105, 105, 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
No, baby, say, baby, no.
Welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. What black folks need to do now is 888-550-9105. You can chime in and let us know. What can you do? What can we do right now? First suggestion off the top of the show was, number one, invest $100 in a savings account in a black bank. So that is the edict, and we will check in again next Sunday with the president of our local black bank, One United, and see how well we did as a community. I want to pick up where we left off with Jason Pizzo. Pizzo, is it Pizzo or Pizzo?
It's Pizzo.
Is it Italian?
It is.
Love that. Okay.
Love you.
So I'm going to let you pick up. We were talking about, well, I wanted to mention to you that I sat on a panel with Chief Press a while ago. Years ago, we were, you know, on that panel on the beach with the urban, Chris and I were on that very panel. And one of the things that Chief Press, one of his deputies said in one of our conversations was that,
hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.